Hey, what's up everybody? It is Amrinder Singh. Today we are going to learn 10 expressions, or you can call them idioms, whatever you want to say. So when sometimes Punjabi people are going to use these kind of expressions, idioms, so you can understand if you learn those, so you can understand whatever they are saying, what is the meaning of those words, those phrases. And yeah, these are also good if you want to use, but I don't like I recommend anybody to use that, because personally I use very rarely. I think even the people, they don't use it like everyday life, but sometimes in certain situation they use it. So that time it's really important to understand those conversation or those sentences. So that's why I'm gonna teach you these 10 expressions. Alright, so let's kick this thing off. So first expression is bandar landa karna or bandar landa karauna. So there's a difference between karna and karauna. So basically it means if somebody say bandar landa, main tera bandar landa kar dunga, right? So it means he is saying he's gonna be the shit out of you. Or sometimes people use these kind of phrases. I like see many times on like social media, like Facebook. Like sometimes what people do, like they go on like a YouTube or like a Facebook or whatever, they are basically maybe cussing somebody, whatever, they are angry. And yeah, sometimes somebody comments like tum beja chup karke tera koi bandar landa kar duga. It means like I just be quiet, man, or just stop, because otherwise somebody is gonna be the shit out of you, right? So basically when somebody say bandar tera koi bandar landa kar du, right, it means he is saying somebody is gonna beat you, right? And it is also used in past, like one oda bandar landa karta, right? One oda bandar landa karta, it means like he beat him, whatever. I think it's beat, the second form. So yeah, so the bandar, what is the bandar? Bandar is a monkey, right? But here it doesn't mean somebody's gonna, yeah, landa karna basically like a, if somebody has a tail, if you cut off the tail, that thing is considered landa, all right? Even the animal who doesn't have the tail, maybe it cut off, whatever the reason, that's considered landa. Like if a dog doesn't have a tail, then people say landa kutta, all right? So it doesn't mean like somebody is gonna cut off your monkey's tail. It doesn't mean like that. Basically it means if somebody is gonna like say that bandar landa kar du, it means he's gonna, or somebody's gonna beat you up, all right? Sometimes people say like in the past, like kal oda ta bandar landa karta, it means like yesterday somebody beaten that guy, all right? Or sometimes people say beja tu bandar na landa karali, right? It means stop, man, like you are gonna be beaten by somebody. Anyway, so next expression is na karda na karta. So what does it mean? It means when somebody, like I'm gonna give you best example of the Ukraine, right? The Ukraine is not karda na karta. So basically what Ukraine did, he was trying to get into like European Union or whatever, and the Russia didn't like that, right? So what he did, he was trying to be Americans allies, and Russia didn't like that, and Russia attacked on Ukraine, and no other country could help him, like America, whatever it is. So basically what this situation happened, the Ukraine is na karda, he was middle, right? Nobody's good, and now he can't back to Russia, whatever. Yeah, he could, but like he didn't want to do it, but the the path he is going to. Now, this is not a way, this is not the option. He was trying to get into a European Union, but this is not the path now, because if it happens, then he is going to be totally destroyed, right? So basically, he has no option. When your option is basically disappeared, that time we use this phrase. Oh guys, this chipmunk is going crazy. I think she saw her cat here, because cat hunt chipmunks, right? That's why when they see the cat, they just like making the noise. Maybe they send the signal to other chipmunks, so there's a cat. Anyway, now let's back to the topic. So another example could be like maybe you want to marry somebody and your parents didn't like that, and they said like if you want to marry that person, we're not going to talk to you. But you did that, you married to that person. Now you lost your parent, you have only one option, and later on that person divorced you, whatever. Now you are not tusi na karde na karde, right? Because you basically lost your both options. So basically, yeah, in these kind of situation, people say na karda, ota na karda reha, na o karda reha. It means the both side left him, whatever the reason. And another expression is lassi karna, alright? So you guys know what is the lassi? Lassi basically a drinking thing which is made from the milk. But here lassi karna means bejti karna, right? If you don't know what is the bejti karna, it means like giving somebody shame for whatever the reason. The example could be in the classroom, like sometimes the teacher would do, like if a kid not completing their homework, whatever, then they just give him shame in front of other students, right? It could be happen with anybody, even the adults. So when somebody is giving somebody shame, right? So that means lassi karna or bejti karna. Sometimes people just say unhe ta odi lassi karti, right? Yeah, instead of saying bejti karna, yeah, sometimes they say lassi karna. Anyway, so next expression is beran batte ni pochda. Inu ta koi beran batte ni pochda. So I also made the separate podcast. If you wanna listen it, is 71 podcast. So basically, when I explained the three idioms of related to bear, so basically bear is a fruit of a tree, and it is very common, it's very cheap, you can find it even like a free, whatever. You can find these kind of trees sometimes on the like dirt roads, and yeah, people eat them. Just so when somebody say in the biram batini pochda, it means like whatever the thing that's so low value and nobody wanna exchange it. Even if those people have a bear, they don't wanna exchange with bears. So basically, what does it mean? It means the thing you are trying to sell, you bought it, that is so fucking cheap or very low quality. It has basically no value. So an example could be like, for example, you want to buy a car and you mention this car to your friend, and it is so fucking old car and the condition is not good. Whatever the reason that you thought it could be cheap, I can buy it. But your friend told you like, not to buy it, right? He could might say like, ek hi leni hai yaar, inu ta koi beran batte nahi puchda, right? Ya inu ki lena yaar, inu ta koi beran batte nahi puchda, inu ki lena. It means why, like why do you wanna buy it, right? Inu ta beran batte nahi puchda means it has no value. So next fifth expression is jib kadna, right? So basically, what is the meaning of jib? Jib means dent, alright? You can see when somebody got a little accident, you can see the dents on their car, right? So dents mean in Punjabi is chib, right? Kadna, if somebody is chib kadna, it means the fix the dents, all right? But here, chib kadna means like doing something really good, right? For example, if you are going to talk about any kind of sport or any kind of player, like you can say like if somebody asks you like how do you play, you can say ओने ता चिब करते, it means he played really good. Or you can use this expression like maybe you have an exam and you did the exam. Somebody asked you how was your exam, how did it go, you can say मैं ता चिब करते. All right, so it means you did it really good. And sometimes people use other one like they say like मैं ता कंडे करते, right? कंडे करते. It also mean I did really good. So कंडा means basically thorn, and I don't know, maybe you call it a little bit different name. Basically, it is if you see the rose, right? Rose plant. So they have a rose and they have also very sharp needles, right? Those needles people call thorn, right? Maybe you call it something else. What? Anyway, whatever. So next expression is गिद्दड़ां दा गूं पहाड़ी ते चढ़ाउणा. So what is the गिद्दड़? गिद्दड़ is an animal. Basically, it's jackal, right? If you don't know even what is the jackal is, just go on Google and search गिद्दड़ or jackal. So basically, this is an animal like a fox, and this animal is considered really like a fearful, or we can say coward or chicken, whatever, because this animal not a brave at all. And in Punjabi it is giddar, right? Giddaran da goon. What is the goon? Goon means basically that animal shit. Goon means shit, right? Or you can call it poop. Pahadi. Pahadi means hill. Chadauna, it means make it on the hill. So we do this expression when somebody is overrated, not slightly overrated, when he is extremely overrated. And sometimes what happened, somebody did something, but he was not that great, but maybe they have some fans or whatever. Maybe the people who are just seeing him like he is so good, whatever, and but he is not that close to that thing. That time we say like ओ टाइम ही गिद्दड़ां दा गूं पहाड़ी चढ़ाता. ऑल राइट, सो बेस्ट एग्जाम्पल खुड बी मे बी यू सी सम पीपल ऑन सोशल मीडिया एंड दे गॉट अ लॉट ऑफ फॉलोअर्स, एंड सम टाइम्स व्हेन यू सी देम यू थिंक लाइक हाउ ही गॉट दैट मेनी फॉलोअर्स, एंड ही इज नो लाइक प्रोवाइडिंग एनी काइंड ऑफ वैल्यू, एनी काइंड ऑफ एंटरटेनमेंट, वट एवर. एंड दैट टाइम यू कैन से ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਐਵੇਂ ਗਿੱਦੜਾਂ ਦਾ ਗੂੰ ਪਹਾੜੀ ਚੜਾ ਲਿਆ, ਰਾਈਟ? ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਨੋ ਫਕਿੰਗ ਟੈਲੈਂਟ. ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਨੋ ਟੈਲੈਂਟ. ਹੀ ਸ਼ੁਡਨਟ ਬੀ ਔਨ ਦੈਟ ਪਲੇਸ, ਬਟ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਔਨ ਦੈਟ ਪਲੇਸ, ਵਾਟ ਐਵਰ ਦਾ ਰੀਜ਼ਨ. ਦੈਨ ਦੈਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਯੂਜ਼ ਇਟ. ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਗਿੱਦੜਾਂ ਦਾ ਗੂੰ ਪਹਾੜੀ ਚੜਾਇਆ ਪਿਆ. ਔਰ ਰਾਈਟ, ਸੋ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਐਕਸਪ੍ਰੈਸ਼ਨ ਇਜ਼ ਤਿੱਤਰ ਹੋਣਾ. ਇਟ ਮੀਨਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਰਨ ਰੀਲੀ ਕੁਇਕਲੀ, ਰਾਈਟ? ਸੋ तित्तर इज अ बर्ड. आई डोंट नो व्हाट वी कॉल इन इंग्लिश. बेसिकली दिस वॉज अ वर्ड यू विल सी इन द एट द फार्म्स. दिस वर्ड डजंट लाइक लिव ऑन ट्रीज. बेसिकली इट इज जस्ट ऑन द लैंड यू कैन सी और इन द क्रॉप्स. वेन लाइक अ ह्यूमन अ पर्सन गेट क्लोज टू दिस बर्ड एंड इट फ्लाई रियली क्विकली सो फास्ट और एंड इट डिडन लाइक फ्लाई वेरी हाई. Mostly is fly like a 9-10 feet, even like a 6 feet above the land, and it goes really quickly. Its acceleration is so quick. So basically tittar hona, they run very fast, and when somebody say oh tittar ho gaya, it means he ran very fast. Or sometimes in the movie you will see, then sometimes the police raids in any kind of situation in village, and the one person maybe you heard he was saying like a porsa yo tittar ho ja, it means please please is come now run. So yeah, Tithrahuna means run fast. So next expression, the eighth one is panda futna. Alright. So panda means utensil. Pande is utensils, alright? Pande is plural, panda is singular. Futna means break it. Panda futna. So here doesn't mean any kind of like break the joint utensils. So in expression, it means when you tell the secret of somebody, right? You know the secret of your friend, whatever, and this secret you told to somebody. Basically, you like tumuda panda forta, right? Basically, you break his utensil. So it means panda hutna, tell the secret, all right. And the next expression is dema sebiya, right? So sebiya, what is the sebiya? It's kind of noodles, but this is not like a noodle you eat. Basically, it is people make it here. It is sweet ones, basically. And yeah, so dema means give, right? So it didn't mean somebody when says you, he is gonna give you like a noodles. But most of the time, if you know, mostly like people here, they use it for kids, like when kids are like keep teasing whatever, and he didn't listen to their parents, then they just say dema sebiya. It means it expression like you are gonna stop it or I have to beat you. That's what it means, all right. But like sometimes maybe if you visit your relatives, whatever, your friend, and if he really made the sebiya and he's gonna offer you, in that time it isn't the case. It means like he's really offering you the sebiya, all right. But you can find it like just sometimes, just like even the friends like say it to each other. So in that case, it's just a joke. So yeah, so the last one, the 10th one, is kutti chora naal raliya. All right. So what is the kutti? Kutti means a female dog. Chor means thieves, right? A thieves. Chor is singular, chora is plural. Naal, with, rali. Rali means like with them or mixed with them, whatever. So these kind of phrases people use when something happened, like if I give you example, somebody steals something from you and you report in the police station, and police station didn't like catch this person, or they didn't put that person into the jail, whatever the reason, they are not caring. It means you can guess the police also with that theft, all right? They are also involved with that activity. That time people say like kutti ta chora na rahi, all right. How it been created? I think in the past people have dogs as a guard, right? And when like a day when somebody is gonna steal something in their house and they have dogs, right, they can just tell like somebody's coming, they start walking, and what they do sometimes, they just like look at the dog before and they keep feeding him like secretly and for a few days, and the dog recognize them and dogs think this is the person. Then I know when they try to steal something, they just don't bark, right? So it means when the robbery happened at your home, you think what happened, why my dog haven't worked, right? So it means your dog is also involved with that, those thieves, right? So that's how this expression have been created. But like I don't know why they use as a female, but that's how it is. Kutti chora na raliya, all right. When somebody, you are basically when you go to somebody like this happened, it could be a government, it could be a police, even it could be your friend, right? Maybe something happened with you and you are telling to your friend, maybe you're trying to get help from him. But if he is also involved in that activity, he's not gonna basically help you because he is also involved in that activity. So in this case, somebody can tell you because you are keep asking help, and you maybe your friend is telling you, I'm gonna help you, whatever the reason, but he's not doing that. Then yeah, I can just say like you are not gonna get any kind of help because kutti chora na raliya, because your friend is also involved in that activity. All right. So I hope you learned something new today. All right. And if you have any kind of question, if you heard any kind of expressions and you don't know what is the meaning of those ones, just comment below if you are listening it on Spotify or whatever other platforms. Or if you have any kind of recommendation, just let me know. You can email me, you can comment, whatever you can do, just do it. All right. So if you think you are getting the value from this podcast and you wanna support this podcast, then you can support it through Patreon and PayPal. Links are in the description. Everything would be appreciated. It would also help this podcast to grow more. By the way, if you had time to understand Punjabi pronouns like active pronouns, passive pronouns, possessive pronouns, then check out my new ebook. It's completely free. Link is in the description. I hope you enjoyed the lesson and learned something new today. I'll be back with another lesson in another day.